So just as always, just begin by being aware of your bodies. So sitting together, sitting in space. Becoming aware of the directions. Becoming aware of the presence of the fool in the east as the bringer of the dawn. The fool in the south as the lord of light. The fool in the west as the irrigator of the worlds. The fool in the north as the guide through death. Beneath us is the sacred earth. Above us is the moon, the sun, the thousand stars. As we begin today, let us remember the dead. I want to remember Alan Knowles, a great therapist, and Julian, who is the brother of Andy's partner, Martin. Let us also remember all the dead. And commend them to the presence of the fool, who stands with us in all places, at all times. Remembering our friends who are not here, Fern and Di and Holly, Jenny. Knowing that they too are in the presence of the fool. Sensing for a moment the great dance that happens in all worlds at all times. And together performing the Kabbalistic cross, placing our dominant hand on our forehead, we say Ate. Ate. Ma. Gut. Ve. Gevira. Ve. Now building the middle pillar, contemplating the sphere of pure white light above our head, the sphere of Keter, the crown. And here we chant E-Aye. Letting the pillar of light descend to the level of the throat, where it becomes the sphere of incandescent violet grey, the art, the mystery of not knowing. And here we chant Yud He Vav He Elohim. 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 Letting the pillar descend to the level of the heart, where it becomes the inner sun. And here we chant Yud He Vav He Aloha V'Da'at, the God that is known to me, the God that sits in my heart. Yud He Vav He Aloha V'Da'at. Yud He Vav He Aloha V'Da'at. Yud He Vav He Aloha. Yud He Vav He Aloha V'Da'at. Letting the pillar descend to the pelvis, which becomes the sphere of blues and greens and silvers. Yesod, the foundation of life. And here we chant Shaddai El Chai, the almighty power of life. Shaddai El Chai, Shaddai El Chai, Shaddai El Chai, Shaddai El Chai. Letting the pillar descend beneath our feet, where it becomes a sphere of shining blackness, shot through with rainbow colours. This is Malchut, the sphere of the kingdom. And here we chant Adonai Haaretz, the sovereignty of the living earth. Adonai Haaretz, Adonai Haaretz, Adonai Haaretz, Adonai Haaretz. Letting ourselves be held by the middle pillar. Keter Da'at Tiferet, Yesod Malchut. And circulating the lights. Breathing in, we concentrate upon Keter. Breathing out, we send the light down the front of the body to Malchut. Breathing in, we bring the light back up to Keter. Doing this for 6 cycles. Thank you. Now sending the light down the different sides of the body. Breathing in, we concentrate upon Kheta. Breathing out, we send the light down the left side of the body to Malkut. Breathing in, we bring the light up the right side of the body. Again, doing this for 6 cycles. Now working with the spiral and straight, breathing in and out, we focus on the Malkut. Breathing in, we spiral the light anti-clockwise up to Kheta. Breathing out, we send the light down the middle pillar to Malkut. Breathing in again, we spiral the light up to Kheta. Breathing out, send the light back down to Malkut. Again, doing this for 6 cycles. And finally, coming to the fountain exercise. Breathing in and out, we gather the energy in Malkut. Breathing in, the light goes up to Kheta. Breathing out, the light fountains down to Malkut. Breathing in and out again, we gather the energy. Breathing in, then the light goes up to Kheta. Breathing out, the light fountains. Doing this for 6 cycles. Thank you. Being aware of your senses, let your energy turn inwards, moving in and down. Coming into the deep places of the body, coming into the deep places of the world. Sinking down into the earth, finding ourselves in a small cavern, at one end of the cavern is a heavy leather curtain. Painted, but very faintly, for it is very old, and it is hard to read the image that is on there. But there is a sense of a laurel wreath with four figures at the corners. And we are aware of a presence standing by the curtain, a presence of dimly sensed rather than seen. Presence who blends the qualities of the opposites, of maleness and femaleness, of left and right, ultimately ambidextrous at all levels. And this figure scrutinizes us. And as this figure scrutinizes us, we become aware of the fields of opposites within us. And as we commune with this figure, for a moment, it is as if the opposites come to rest within us. And in that moment of stillness, the figure draws aside the curtain, and we find ourselves in an inner room. And in the middle of this room, there is the golden table with the tarot images moving, figures bearing cups and coins, swords and staves, and the great golden figures, the trumps. And in the middle, the figure of the fool, who at one moment is static in the center, and in the next moment seems to be partnering each of the other figures. We contemplate for a moment the dance of the table, the dance of the worlds, the interplay of sword and cup, of rod and coin. We contemplate the interplay of the major trumps, the sun and the moon, the hierophant and the high priestess, the emperor and the empress. Resurrection, hanging, death and the devil, the tower and the house of God. We contemplate the dance of the table, feeling the stillness of the inner room, watching the mystery of the dance, noticing at the heart of the dance the stillness and the movement of the fool. And as we contemplate the dance, we see there is another curtain just beyond the table. The curtain is in greens and purples and blues and ripples. It is a curtain of living water. And as we look at it, we become aware of the presence of an angel pouring water from one cup into another. And as we witness that interchange, flow and contraflow, it is as if we step into this more fluid world, feeling ourselves on a path of water, walking through and on the water, somehow upheld by the presence of the angel. Within whose body we travel. Feeling the tides of the world, feeling the interchange, flowing out, flowing in. Feeling the resonance of the fluid world. And the path of water seems to take us to an island. And on the island there is a small mound. And on top of the mound there is a tower. As we step off the path of water, we find ourselves upon the green mound, following a spiral path that leads to the open door at the base of the tower, where here the spiral continues, twisting upon itself, and as we ascend this spiral, we remember the castle on the mound in the lake, where we began our journeys. And as we ascend the spiral, we remember the chambers and the paths. We do not pause, but we keep travelling around the spiral, moving upwards, coming to a high point. A point of perfect stillness. We are aware of the cloud of the sky above us, which at first is clear and bright. And suddenly above us there is a gathering, and clouds collect. The air becomes charged. And dark, and literally overcast. And in a moment there is a great flash of light, which seems to pass through us and through the tower. And in that moment of flashing, that moment of seeing, we see the deep archetype of our nature. We see the places where we have fulfilled it, the places where we have not. And in that moment, the house of life is broken and recreated. We are held in the flashing light and find ourselves beyond the lake. On a green lane. Ascending a pathway. To a circle of stones. And in the center of the stones, there is a great altar of rose quartz, shot through with gold. All around us is the presence of the sun, the sense of balance and beauty. And as we stand at that altar, figures converge. Behind us is the sense of a skeletal figure. Death. On the other side of us, there is a horned figure. We are joined by a hermit. And an emperor. A figure of love. And a woman of power. We feel the great convergence. the meeting point. As we look behind us, we have a sense of the tower, of the cave, of our outer life, of the table and the dance. As we look inwards, we look into the deep, into the mystery. And as we step beyond the altar, we find ourselves confronted by the mother of justice, of balance, the living scales, who asks us to balance our heart. We feel the pulls of left and right, of up and down. We step in to the figure of balance, who shows us the mystery of Ma'at, who shows us the feather light balance point that all the world revolves around and in. And as we find that point, we see before us the figure of the High Priestess in her many veils of mystery. Who opens her arms to us, who parts the veil. And we find ourselves upon a shining path. Between trees that glow with light. Coming to a door of silver and gold. Studded with many jewels. And we know in a moment that this is the gate of the garden. This is the return to the garden. And as we place our hands upon the great gates, they open before us. And we find ourselves in the eternal garden, where for a moment we glimpse the archetypes of all things. Human and elemental, angel and archangel, mountain and valley, bee and bird, cat and dog, horse and donkey. We glimpse all the flowers and the plants of the world. For this is the garden. This is the place where the archetypes live and subsist. From here all is created and recreated. And we find our hands taken by the figure of the Empress, the mistress of the garden, the infinitely loving creatrix, who shows us the mystery of the garden, the mystery of the creative forms. And she invites us to walk deeper into the garden. And we come to a fountain which is constantly receiving and regenerating the living forms. And as we look deeply into the crystal waters, into the flow, into the mystery of the fount of being, we find ourselves before a great crystalline form of light, like a great abbey, a great cathedral. And mysteriously and silently, we find ourselves within this great space. This great square and spherical space. This is the sanctuary of the universe. This is the eternal temple, not made by hands. This is the temple of light. And at the altar of the temple, we find the magician glorified. Making the eternal mass. Receiving the prayers of the universe. Generating the life of the universe. We hear the sounds, the tones of the cosmic harmony. As the prayer of the universe is made in the call and response of the mystery of the Mass, of the ultimate Grail Mass. And beyond the altar, beyond the great hall of light, we see the eastern window, where there is a greater light, a greater presence. And stepping through the eastern gateway, we see the glorified fool with feathers of light in her hair. Clothed in rags, in pure simplicity, in pure poverty, stepping into the great sanctuary, stepping into the great Grail Mass, touching all in simplicity and in light, receiving all, loving all, bringing all to perfection. And in that moment of reconciliation, in this moment of deep meeting, we feel the solidity, the deep power of this holy place. We feel the density of it. For it is more real than flesh, more real than stone. And as we feel the density of the light, we, the cathedral, the praying souls, descend with it. Descend with the presence of the holy fool into the garden, into the fountain, into the garden, so that all that is touched by it is rectified, all is made new. The fountain is renewed, the garden is recreated. The place of justice is illuminated and empowered. The temple of the sun is magnified. The spiral tower is renewed and healed. The great dance of the table is magnified. Our bodies are magnified. Within our flesh, within our bodies is the great dance. Within our flesh, our bodies, and within this room is the mystery of the Grail Mass. Is the mystery of the holy fool. Receive the living light, the presence of the fool, who appears just here, just now, bringing angels and archangels and all the company of heaven. in peace and in glory. Amen, Salah.